Hi, my name is Amina.
Hi, I'm Singhi.
Hi, I'm Ziad.
For today's podcast is about what we learned from this caretaker named Melanie in SDGs, also known as the Sustainable Development Goals, as one of the 17 goals we had chosen, Zero Hunger.
As what I remember, Melanie wanted to help people who have no food because she wants to share her blessings to other people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she also comforts them when they're needed the most. As long as she can last, she'll continue to help the people who are suffering from hunger.
Oh, I see. How about you, Ziad?
What I asked was if Melanie gives food physically. Melanie said that she wants to give food physically due to her wanting to see their reaction when they see her kindness. I also asked Melanie was if she gives leftovers. She said she doesn't because she wants to make fresh food for them so they eat properly, and she wants to share Filipino food so they can try new food. What did you learn from Melanie, Amina?
I was asking Melanie where she donates all of the food to. She explained how she donated the foods all around the streets of Kampong. She does this so she can find more people who can't afford the food. Me and Melanie were also talking about how she plans to contribute to her goal. She replied that she wanted to raise just about 100 ringgit and donate it. She wants to repeat this process so that way she would do it over again. Zinni, I have one question. Why do you think this topic matters?
This topic, Zero Hunger, matters a lot because poor people are suffering from hunger and hydration. Poor people does make food, but the food's very unsanitary, as just mixtures of muds fill into their tummy. Eating muds like biscuits can cause many diseases due to it's not clean. Let's finish it off for now.
Sure, so in conclusion, we want to spread this awareness to help millions of people who are suffering from hunger. Even if you have fed one or two people, you have changed their lives. We are hoping our podcast will reach out to millions of people to help feed the hungry and poor people. Thank you for taking your time to listen to us.